Yet another Capitol riot hearing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This one in 3 hours. Just scheduled yesterday, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating will hear from Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide to then-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
In a statement, the committee also says it plans to present recently obtained evidence. In a series of hearings over the past 2 weeks, the select committee has outlined what it says was a multi-pronged scheme by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election.
Fox's Jared Halpern of the Capitol. President Biden's arrived in Spain, going from one summit to the next. He just left a G7 gathering of world leaders. Now it's a NATO meeting to discuss the situation in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
NATO today is more united, determined, and purposeful than it's been at any point in modern memory.
This the day after a missile strike in a shopping mall in Ukraine left 18 people dead, 59 injured, dozens more are missing.
Ukraine's Minister of Internal Affairs says, as you mentioned, 1,000 people were here just before the strike, but many ran to a shelter across the street when they heard air raid sirens, so the death toll could have been even higher, according to Ukrainian authorities. President Volodymyr Zelensky calls the attack terrorism. G7 leaders call it a war crime, but Russia claims it didn't hit the shopping mall at all. Its defense ministry says it hit a weapons depot nearby, which caused an ammunition explosion and fire at the shopping mall next door.
Fox's Nate Foy in Lviv. Three people are in custody in San Antonio, Texas, the day after 46 migrants were discovered dead, crammed inside the back of a truck. 16 were found alive and hospitalized.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion. No signs of water.
That's Fire Chief Charles Hood. People are voting in 8 states today, mostly primaries and runoffs. In Nebraska, there's a special House election to replace ex-Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who's facing sentencing today. The Republican was convicted in a campaign finance case. America's listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Turning to Wall Street, we're seeing some gains this morning. The Dow is up 296 points. The S&P 500 is adding 30, and it's a 52-point gain for the NASDAQ. The price of oil up about a dollar, back over 110 bucks a barrel. But gas is down a 14th straight day, falling more than a penny. AAA's national average for regular now $4.88 per gallon. That's more than 13 cents off the record high, but 28 cents more than a month ago. And on this day last year, we were paying $3.10. One chain of gas stations is offering a cheaper alternative.
Sheetz, which has stations in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Maryland, dropping to $3.99, the price for unleaded 88 ethanol-blended gas, now through the 4th of July. This driver in the Cleveland area pleasantly surprised.
Finally wasn't $5.15 and didn't cost me $70 to fill my tank.
That's got to feel good.
It feels amazing.
Sheetz says unleaded 88 is approved by the EPA for use in vehicles made since 2001. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
There's been another settlement in the opioid crisis of drug overdoses and deaths.
Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor announcing a $250 million settlement reached between the state and three drug distributors, McKesson, Cardinal, and AmerisourceBergen, over the opioid crisis in what O'Connor calls the company's role in creating and fueling the nationwide opioid epidemic that's impacted the lives of 4 million people in Oklahoma, which was among a handful of states that didn't join a massive $26 billion opioid settlement. The state's now reached $680 million in settlements between drug makers and distributors. The companies, as part of the settlements, have denied any wrongdoing. Jeff Manasto, Fox News.
Serena Williams and Rafael Nadal will soon play at Wimbledon. More first-round matches in the major tennis tournament today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.